We live in an era where everything has moved online, including shopping, banking, and watching TV. Education is no exception. Studying online seems a natural next step, but what are the benefits? I'm Mabale Moloi, and for years I have been threatening to go back to learning to continue my studies. But the biggest problem that I face is finding the time through my busy schedule. To combat this challenge, I have discovered studying online and the flexibility that it has to offer. You may be in a similar situation where you want to take the next step, but you just do not have the time to go to university. So I decided to explore this option of moving my studies online. Over the next few episodes, we're going to be learning the benefits that studying online has for you with the help of Digital Campus, an online studying platform in partnership with Wits University that offers short accredited courses. One of the benefits that struck a chord with me was the flexibility that it offers. So I caught up with Gavin Olifir. He is a senior partner and managing executive at Digital Campus, and Busisiwe Ramekwe, researcher in new business development at Digital Campus, to find out more.
As the world is changing and the demand for online learning is growing exponentially, we need a different way of learning. And particularly in the accredited space, people were paying for opportunities to study online and still get a certificate of competence through a credible university such as WITS.
Busisiwe weighs in on how studying online can also save you time.
When you think about education, a lot of people think about time. How much time do I have to offer this course? Do I have time to go to class? Do I have time to leave work? Will I get time away from work to attend classes? And digital allows you to do that. It allows you to work at your pace, at your time, and remotely. As an organization, your staff would not have to leave work for hours on end attending classes. So as an organization, you benefit from that aspect. You don't have to have your staff out of the office. I think as a working woman, you're able to have a career, to have a family, and still advance and go on a learning journey.
Many of us work full-time, including myself, and that makes it difficult to get away from the office. And driving to lecture seems like a drag, but Gavin adds that with online studying, this challenge is taken care of.
You don't have to get into your car and travel to the campus to be in a classroom. The flexibility comes is, you know, you can do it pretty much any time during the day or night when you have opportunity and time to study online.
These days, just about everyone has a smartphone or has access to a computer or a laptop. The importance of these gadgets is making it easier and easier to access information.
Digital, as the name suggests, means we need to be pervasive across all types of devices. So whether it's a desktop, laptop, smartphone, tablet, across multiple device types, whether you're Android or iOS. So learning can happen across all of these. You could literally start the course on your laptop, check out at a certain point and pick it up again at the place where you left off on your mobile device. And we've had learners in the past that completed the entire course bar the exam completely on their smartphone. And the level of flexibility that gave her was the opportunity to learn on the go. When you're sitting waiting for a bus or a taxi or for, you know, your next meeting and you need to quickly, you know, log in, catch up with some of the learning, read some of the articles that you need to go through, perhaps do a couple of exercises, watch a short video, all of that is available online at the drop of a hat and wherever you are on whatever device you are.
I can see how these benefits can work for not just me, but anyone. From studying in your own time, using your own devices, to saving you costs by not having to buy textbooks or waste money on fuel. In our next episode, we will look at even more benefits. For more information, visit digitalcampus.co.za or check out their social media pages and follow this podcast on cliffcentral.com.